And now the conclusion of my interview with Paul Deloria, grassroots organizer from Maui County, Hawaii. One thing I wanted to jump back to was that Maui County reviews the charter every 10 years. And for the listeners, a charter is basically like the constitution of the county government. And so you have an 11-member commission. And prior to 2020, all appointments in Maui County were made by the mayor, resulting in a more corporate-friendly charter. In the 2020 election, voters approved a charter amendment that changed how that commission is appointed. Just to be clear, we're talking about the 11-member charter commission whose job it is to review the charter, not to be confused with the county council in Maui, which is 9 members. I know those terms can be confused because where I live in Athens-Clarke County, it's called the commission is what you call the council in Maui County. Anyway, can you talk about that change to the charter commission that was approved by voters?
One of the changes that we did to the charter that was accepted was that this charter commission won't be selected, as you mentioned, by the mayor. Instead, it will be a combination of the county council and mayor who will select it. So as a result, we were able to actually get progressives to get involved with the charter, which has never been done before. And I am a pretty staunch progressive. And I was asked to be on the commission, and I have been for almost a year, a little over a year right now. We've been working on it. And some of the changes are incredible that are going to be happening. And it's a rewiring system. It's very exciting. It is the laws of every county and in cities and towns have their own charter, have their own form of governance. And that's the beauty of having going after this as a county level, because the counties are self-sufficient entities. They have their own legal system. They have their own laws. So again, if you get that majority and they start them and change the charter, you can change the laws so that you have a protective barrier, for example, to stop the tyranny coming from a state and federal level. So you can create these barriers of support and connectivity for a level of home rule. I think that is extremely important, that we realize that these charters, our own constitution, that we can change that, we can do it so that it protects the people, and we can get out of this leaning towards fascism that we're moving toward. We can stop that from occurring, but again, we have to get local control in order to do that, and that's again on a county or a town or city level.
Can you talk for a moment about some of the changes that the Charter Commission is recommending?
So nearly all the changes that we're recommending are to support greater transparency, greater level of civic engagement, and also to deal with longstanding issues and needs. For example, we have right now a department called Housing and Human Concerns that deals with the affordable housing issues, as well as some of the homeless issues that people are facing at this time. And it really is a huge, huge problem. It's a crisis right now. So what we're doing is basically splitting those two departments so that they'll be separate, and we'll have one for basically affordable housing, and have a department that's dedicated to developing infrastructure and the needs for that particular focus of housing. What we have from 0 to 140 AMI, AMI is the average mean income, and those people need some type of support, because right now average house sale here in Maui County is $1.1 million, average house sale. Condominiums are going for as much as $5 million for condo. you know, one bedroom condo that they're doing bidding wars for them right now. I know that one that was sold, you know, basically 3 years ago for $200,000, they're doing bidding wars and it's up to $645,000. So this is what's going on with real estate and the problems that we're facing. But in order to address that, we need a department that's really focused in on that and having the resources to do that. So part of the charter is supporting then that new department and the resources and having it so that we can work with infrastructure and developing that. And we have some proposals with our nonprofits that can really make a difference. So again, it we're looking at key needs here in our community and how we can resolve those needs. Another one is water, and to have an independent water board is something that is, I think, very crucial. So these are amendments that we're looking at putting in that will change how things operate. We have 33 different boards and commissions. They act as another branch of governance. They do a lot of the research, a lot of the initial work, then that goes to the county council for decisions, and then administration through the mayor when it's implemented. So these 33 councils and boards were chosen by the mayor secretively. And we didn't know who had applied, what the process was. But the end result was that we were getting very incompetent people on those boards and commissions who supported the mayor's agenda. So what we've done instead is in this charter amendment is that we're changing it so that not only the mayor, but the county council gets to choose then who will be on those boards and commissions. And they're given a list of three different candidates that would be effective by a separate independent board that's run by the citizens. You see, so we've just taken then the power that was given to the mayor through the Good Old Boy Network to control the basically who's on all of these different commissions. Now it goes to the people in a citizens commission who will then develop a list of people who are competent, who has different types of skills that are needed. So it changes our level of effectiveness and efficiency significantly and creates a much better community engagement than the way it was controlled before.
And the Charter Commission is backing how many amendments to try to get on the ballot in 2022?
We're backing all 14. And yes, we're in process right now by the Charter Commission to get them on the ballot, all 14 on the ballot. So we're in process. Right now, we've given our list to the county council. The county council right now is reviewing them and also providing some additional changes to the amendments that they're suggesting. So we'll take those that input, and then from there, we'll come up with a final list that we'll put on the ballot and, you know, get that articulated. It's really important in terms of when you have an amendment that it is really have a very clear description and the branding of that amendment. In other words, you know, how you choose it needs to be clear. And that those are things that we'll be working on as we move forward. But it will be on, these will be on ballot.
How are things shaping up for the 2022 elections in Maui County?
Our team has met with 22 candidates so far, just informal connections to see where they're at, what their needs, what their platform is. And from that, though, we're looking at having more extensive interviews that'll be happening. We're looking at 45-minute interviews per candidate that will be aired and can be accessed then through our community television station and our websites. So, We're in process. I think that what we're going to be doing is, and things have changed. Some of the county council members are now going to be going for state representatives. Some of the state representatives that are progressive are going to be going for Senate. So it's this little musical chairs that's going on, and that's still happening at this point in time as not everyone has declared their candidacy at this point.
Finally, Paul makes the case that the strategy outlined in his book that succeeded for the Maui Pono Network can be applied globally to change systems of governance.
You know, what we're dealing with is a systems issue. And I think we have to first understand that the systems, but I mean by systems issue, we have our monetary, our medical, our pharmaceutical, our educational, our military. These are all systems that are in place. But the thing that overrides all of those systems is governance. And then when you look at then where can we go and make a change within our governance, that's when it boils down to, well, can we do it on a federal level? I certainly tried that and was unsuccessful. Can you do it on a state level? That's really tough. Again, because there is control of media by big money interests. But where you have some control and where grassroots have the biggest influence is on a county, on a town, on a city level, where you can influence then the vote. You can influence who is elected, but also look at different ordinances and look at different laws. There's a lot you can do on a local level that is not controlled by big money interest as much. You're going to have to contend with it. Look at what happened here in Maui County, you know, with the backlash that we had after in the 2020 election. But again, you're dealing with a system. And if we can make systemic change on this level, it's a new ballgame. Let me just say another thing, too, about, you know, supporting this and getting this out more and more to other people in other counties throughout the United States. And it's not only the United States, but it applies globally, because what we're looking at is a mechanism and a process on how to gain control of your local governance. And I think this is so crucial at this point in time, because we look at the tyranny coming down from a federal and state level. We need a protective mechanisms for the people and environment. And having it on a county level like this is doable, where grassroots can really make a difference and have influence. You can create then your own community narrative, which is essential in the process. But in order to do that, I think organizing, getting things together in a particular way, and having strategies that work is important. So if any of your listeners are interested in starting something within their local community, then they can get in touch with me, again, as you mentioned, Judd, at our website at reclaimparadise.org. And we'll be coming up with regular podcasts also that'll be happening on another website, reclaimdemocracyproject.org.
That was Paul DeLoria talking about his book, Reclaim Paradise, Reset for the Common Good. Anyone interested in forming a standard pack should pick the book up at reclaimparadise.org. As the election season unfolds, we'll be keeping track of the progress they're making out in Hawaii. I hope you've enjoyed the first full interview I've done on this podcast. As I continue to improve all phases of production, I hope to keep bringing you content on a more regular basis. In the meantime, if you do enjoy the content and would like to help me grow, please do share it around. My name is Judd Staser. I thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.